This is Relationship Talks with Rick and Naaman. I'm Rick, and he is, I am the DJ Blue.
No, I am the DJ Blue.
You
That's
are.
That's who I am.
That's what I said.
I am not, I am the DJ Blue.
You are.
I am the DJ Blue.
That's who you are. You are, I am
no,
the DJ Blue.
I am the DJ Blue.
That's who you are. That's what I said.
No, I am is what I'm saying. I am not, I am the DJ Blue, but I'm telling you, I am the DJ Blue.
But I thought the whole thing was, I am the DJ Blue.
It's I am the DJ Blue.
Okay, so I am the DJ Blue.
I am.
Okay, all right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode 52. And
I am the DJ Blue.
He is the DJ Blue. And this is going to be our last episode for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. It's on.
So, Naaman.
What's up?
You remember when we first started doing this podcast thing we started?
Yeah.
Do you remember why we started? Because I was trying to... Somebody asked me not that long ago. They said, why did you guys start? How did this start?
Well, I mean, I believe you tried to market my success as a speaker. I don't know. Your drive. That's how it started. You thought about it. I agreed to it.
And then this was made happen.
And that's what we did. I mean, honestly, I can't think of any other way how it would have started.
I know we had did a pilot to a different one like years before the podcast boom. And I kind of wish we had really got it going back then. But thinking about it, when we first started out, we started out with a Yeti mic in the middle of a table, and we both sat on different opposite sides of the Yeti mic.
I know, like hobos. Like, I feel so poor thinking about that, man.
It's like probably if y'all been listening since the beginning, you'll notice that our sound quality has changed because we just upgraded equipment as we went. We went to the condenser mics, and then I upgraded to the dynamic mics and the board. And Shiloh still is in the background just squeaking his toy. He wasn't playing with this toy till we started recording.
Right. He wants to be a part of this episode.
He really does. He's like, yo, y'all can't leave me out of this episode. But we started to upgrade our equipment. And I remember when you and I, we first talked about upgrading equipment to when we went to the first set of mics and the interface. The big thing I said is like, man, like if we're going to spend any money on this, we at least have to do 52 episodes.
I don't remember that, but I mean, more or less, you probably got that written down on a note somewhere.
You know how I am about it.
you probably got a note. We're going to do 52 episodes. Mark that.
At least. I said at least 52 episodes.
Yeah.
So, you know, like just getting started. I know the main driving force, the reason why I wanted to do a podcast with you is because of our relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've listened to the episodes, everybody probably knows at this point that me and Naaman are cousins, but he's more like my brother.
Oh, you so sweet. Let me get alone then. like that's what I'm saying. Like it's all sweet and it's all funny games until a brother asks for like $2,000. Like what's up, bro?
I might have to talk to my secretary. See, yeah.
what's up with mom and dad? Let's get this check written. I need a couple bands.
But I just remember the idea of us having a podcast is just because we're so goofy. A lot of times we'll be out in public just joking around, and a lot of people will be standing around watching us joke around. So
you be joking, I be serious.
Of course, you always serious.
I'll be laughing, but I be dead serious, man.
A lot of stuff that you say, you be serious, you be funny.
I can't help it, man. It's a imbalance or something, chemical imbalance.
I'm just trying to. The only thing that I don't remember is how we actually came up with Relationship Talks. I think maybe I was telling you something about a relationship that I was encountering, and you started making fun of me, and I was like, "Oh, we should just do a podcast about it."
I mean, honestly, that's legitimately every conversation we have. I don't recall a conversation where we weren't talking about one of your failings.
Oh my goodness.
I didn't mean to say failing. One of your failing relationships. I would say we between the two of us, we have interesting experiences.
Yeah.
And we articulate our experiences between each other, and it sounds interesting to us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because me personally, I know I'm a hard person, like when it comes to keeping my attention. You understand what I'm saying?
So, yeah, I know you.
And a lot
it's
of
like
people.
It's like a squirrel.
Exactly. But I mean, I can talk to you all day without it getting kind of boring. You know what I mean? Because I know where your vibes are. I know the type of stuff you like. So we could talk about the same stuff, whether it's technology, anything like that, or you know, females in your failing relationship.
My failing relationship.
I
need to see. We both need successful relationships.
I'm looking for one, man. I'm looking for one. Always.
So would you say that you achieved the things that you wanted to achieve from doing this podcast, 52 episodes together?
I think I told you this before. You said you wanted to revisit this conversation. I'm like, you know, the only thing I wanted to achieve was just talking to my cousin. That's basically it.
Yeah.
That's legitimate. That's the only thing. So, I mean, I never had any expectations. I barely showed up. I mean, because that's how it is. I don't have to, you know, change the way I talk. I don't have to wait, you know, be anything different. I'm having a conversation with my cuz.
And I feel like we probably would have had most of these conversations anyway.
Oh, 110%. I mean, we have had those conversations. I mean, everything that we've talked about, I'm sure we've talked about at least once, or we've had a situation, or, I mean, like I say, personally, I don't talk about anything unless, you know, I have some type of experience on it. And whether the experience is emotional, physical, or what have you, you know, that's what we do.
Yeah, and we just brought some friends along the way. I feel like we made some really good connections to different people through this platform. And yeah, it kind of went a lot different than I thought it would, you know, because I thought, you know, who I thought would listen ended up not being who listened. I feel like a lot of people appreciated hearing two males' perspective, and it's like we're always open and honest. And yeah. I always say, like, we're like the cake and the icing. Like, I bring in, like, just the regular information, and you just add that icing on top with sprinkles, really, like chocolate icing.
I can't say that strawberry. I like that analogy. No. I can't say that analogy is cool. Why do we what cake and icing? You say that to people?
You want to be ice cream?
No, I don't want to be anything sweet. why would you even say? Oh. Why can't we be like Ninja Turtles or something? Like, you know, Raphael, Leonardo. You could be anybody. You could be Missy and Timberland.
You could be keto ice cream, my man.
You could be Puffy and Mace. Like, you could have said anything, but you said cake and the icing on top.
Cake and icing.
No.
Richard. You don't like that one? God,
no. Absolutely not. I mean, anything. Starsky and Hutch. Like, you could have said legitimately any great pair.
It's funny because the times when I start offering you food is the times when you're keto. Right. I'm like, hey, man, you want a cookie? I'm about to go get some cookies. And you're like, dude, I'm keto.
Exactly. No.
Now I'm talking about cake and icing.
Cake and icing, which I'm fine with it. See, I have willpower.
Yeah.
Richard. Let's get back to the topic of your relationship then. Get back to the topic of the relationship talks.
You know, for me, I just really, the thing that I really wanted to get from this is that, one, I wanted to spend time with my cousin.
Yeah.
And two, I really wanted to learn.
You could have just asked to hang out. Could have just been verbal.
I feel like that was one of
Up a podcast to hang out with me. I think everybody listening would probably think that's kind of creepy.
I think that was like one of the things that I didn't like about it, just because instead of us hanging out for fun, it almost felt like work when we hung out. So if I had to say it was one thing that I didn't like, I feel like at one point in time, like the way that I am, I'm crazy. Like, we got to record these episodes. We got to do this and this and that. And I felt like it kind of started to strain our relationship a little bit. So it was a time where it's like, I really don't want to do this anymore, just because I just want to spend time with my cousin, talking to my cousin without worrying about it being content.
And realistically, it didn't bother me at all.
He's like, we just talking normal.
I mean, and that's the thing. My thing is, my daily basis is just chilling. And honestly, like, you a part of my day. I talk to you. I ask you questions. You know, I confide in you and stuff like that. So, I mean, for me personally, it is what it is. You know, yeah. It didn't bother me. I enjoyed it. It took up my time. And, it, you know, most cases I didn't want to do it. But for me personally, I knew you wanted to do it. I know you know, you got the drive, and I know what you're trying to build, and I know what you're trying to succeed. And even if I don't want to help, even if, I swear to you, even at times where I'm like, dude is a jerk. I don't want to do this. I mean, I pulled through.
Man, I appreciate just, you coming through.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would do it any day. Like, I tell everybody, you's a nerd. You know, I tell you to your face, you's a nerd, but I defend you. I always got your back.
You'll talk about me, and you'll be the first one to defend me.
Oh, 110%. I mean, that's if anybody's going to talk about you, it's going to be me.
It's like, nobody going to call him a nerd unless it's me.
Right, nobody's going to defend him unless it's me. Back up.
Yeah, so the main thing I really wanted to get out of this, other than spending time with you, was just learning how this goes and how to operate. And I feel like I've spent so much time, just networking with other podcasters. You know, we met some good other podcasters like Cance Finette, Dr. Saudia. Mm-hmm. Let me see, who else? Kendra. I'm probably missing a bunch because there's so many people talk to. Yeah, both of the Lisas. Yeah. And if I missed anybody, you know, what's that? It's that line out of that Big Sean. It's like trying to thank everybody.
Mallory and them.
Oh, yeah. Mallory and Shannon. Yep. And we can't forget Dave and Maverick.
We had Mav on. Who else? Brent came through.
Oh, yeah. Q. Brent. Yep.
I don't know. It's a lot of other people.
That's a lot of people. It's just so many people.
Oh, Princess K.
Princess K and Ivana.
Yep.
I know it's been a lot. It's been a bunch of people who came through, and I mean, even people who haven't necessarily been on the show.
Right.
Just being able to talk to people and network with other podcasts, even though some of us never got to actually do a project together, but it's just so many people that we've talked to and gotten so much good feedback from people, from all of you who listen. Just being able to talk to you on a regular basis on our Instagram, because that's the main vehicle that we use. Getting to talk to people on Instagram and see what people think, and just kind of moving the show in that direction that helped people. Because I feel like just hearing like one story or somebody saying like, oh, that's really good insight, and it changed the way that I thought about a certain subject, that I feel like that's like mission accomplished. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we could give somebody some perspective, that just means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And yeah, so from doing this, like, I've helped other people with their podcasts. I helped them refine their podcasts. And it's just so much that I've learned over a year. You think a year, it's not that long of a time. But if you think about 9 months, 9 months, a baby can be born.
And that's the example.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's the one major example. So many things happen in a span of 9 months, right?
Yeah, many but things.
The thing, okay.
But right. I mean, life is pretty significant. You think about like life can go from being a seed to actual baby.
Again, with the baby analogy. What's going on here, mister? Are you pregnant? Like, what is this? Is this a,
this is an announcement.
Surprise announcement. 52 episodes and I'm pregnant. I don't know. Why are all these baby references?
I mean, because
you got baby fever now.
I just know so many of my friends are pregnant right now.
Jeez, that's crazy. Look at you feel like you the always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
I know, right? I get it. Okay, no babies over here.
no babies coming out over here. Oh, Jesus. Go back to that single mom thing.
Yeah, shout talk about me and Shiloh.
Shout out to Lisa. She said he looked like a single mom in those photos.
You said posted. That I look like a single
with
mom.
With him and Shiloh, agreed. Like he don't need no man. With his little bonnet on. Would you get in the house?
Man.
Y'all don't see the moo-moos, though. This dude got... he got Gucci Ferragamo moo-moos up in here, man.
Nothing like that. The thing that I feel like a lot of times is that, man, whether it came out on the show or not, just in life, a lot of times we'll be talking about stuff and Naaman will have like the greatest insight, but he will say it in such a jerk kind of way.
A jerk kind of, what you mean? Honest? Like, he'd be such realistic?
He'll be such a jerk about the way that he says it, but then like when you sit there and you process it after you've gotten over the insult, it's like, dang, Naaman, that was actually pretty deep and insightful. Because I mean, like, you know, I go back to the mirror episode, you know, you know me so well. Like, I feel like you and I know each other better than pretty much anybody else on this earth.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it could be like something little, and like we'll both, like, you could do something, you could say something a certain way, and I will know something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
And vice versa. I could just do something. I'd be like, I'm fine. And he'd be like, Richard, you are not fine, bro. Like, what's wrong with you? Like, I hear it in your voice. What's going on?
To the point, I just ignore it.
I mean, real talk.
I don't have time for that.
Like,
I'm off today. Like, shoot. I don't have time for that nonsense.
I'm dealing with my own issue.
Right. I mean, and I don't be dealing with nothing. I be trying not to deal with nothing. You know, and then my thing is this. I don't like it when, you know, you talk to people and then they be like, I don't want to talk about it. That's that single mom stuff. All right, Richard. I'm talking about you.
Sometimes you wanna talk about it, but you don't want to talk about
it. And that's the thing, but don't let nobody know that's what's happening. Don't what's going on? Nothing, man. I don't want to talk. Like, what? You know what, man? It's just, it's a lot going on. Well, what? I don't want to talk about it. Like, come on now.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I could not even be dramatic about it. I could be like real low key about it, and I might not even know something's going on. You'd be like, something's wrong because you're not being yourself.
Yeah.
And you can just call me out, and sometimes you make me do self-reflecting.
There you go.
And a lot of times I feel like the good thing about you is that you will hold, I mean, I feel like I do the same thing to you, but we will hold each other accountable.
Yeah.
About 100%. the things that we do. And they'd be like, I didn't know that would happen. And you'd be like, dude, you knew that was going to happen.
Right. I mean, but like I said, I mean, I analyze that because we both analyze that about each other.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I think that, you know, that's the reason why we click on that level is because, you know, most of the time we believe the same logic when it comes to, you know, being nice to people or, you know, just wanting other people to do well just for wanting them to do well. So when we go through different situations with other people, it's easy to say to you, like, dang, like, this is what's going on? And then you'd be like, all right, well, I'm looking from the outside. So you're like, all right, well, we've seen this before. You know what I mean? So it's easier to kind of like reflect my patterns off of our own experiences because like we've dealt with the same stuff and we've seen a lot of the same stuff, you know, whether it's, you know, from family and things like that, or just, you know, just living life.
Yeah, 100%. And it's funny you talk about just wanting people to do well. And one of the things that I feel like I learned and it's been reinforced is that you can't want somebody to succeed more than they want to succeed themselves.
Yeah.
So it's only so much you can do for somebody to help them to try to see them succeed. At a certain point, you can't push them to success. Yeah, that's what I'm
trying. I'm getting tongue-tied over here. Text and let Siri do it.
So you can't push someone to success.
Yeah.
A lot of times they have to want to be successful for themselves. And I feel like it's been times where I've expended a lot of energy trying to help someone when they don't necessarily, they might take the help and they might appreciate the help, but they might not be ready for the help.
For sure.
So just learning when to give yourself, because anytime that I give my energy to someone else, it's times that I'm taking away from the stuff that I'm trying to build and giving that energy that I should be building something for myself.
Yourself, yeah.
And I'm using it to build somebody else. Yeah. and it's like, it's in my nature. And like, sometimes you have to catch me just because I will get distracted on somebody else's dream and I will neglect my own. But just because I just want to see, I genuinely want to see people do well.
Yeah. And that's a good thing. However, we all, like I say, we've talked about this before, and even in doing well, and you have to also make sure that, you know, they're feeding your castle. You know what I mean? Like, you're building their castle, their emotional tent, you're building their emotional awareness, you're building all this good stuff for them. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you're powerful, you're strong. Obviously, you just built the castle.
Right.
But your castle is sitting over there looking all, you know, ready to be built as well.
And it just needs some DIY.
It just needs some DIY. a little spackle, you know, a little spackle somewhat, you know. Yeah. And if they can't do that, that's hard. And that's why, you know, like I say, when you can see someone's not doing that, because you can easily see that.
Yeah.
You can see that. So, I mean, me personally, I can easily look and say, yeah, this ain't going right. You know what I'm saying? Because we've both been through this, and it's a feeling that we both get. And like I say, it's like a mirror almost.
I mean, sometimes we just have to call each other out, because we both tend to try to deny and try not to recognize the things that's going on in our lives.
It's easy to deny.
And we might be like, oh, I'm fine. And then you'd be looking at me like, you're tired, bro. Like, you have no energy. You've been giving everybody else stuff. Like, when was the last time you worked on your stuff? And it's like, Yeah. it's just times that we do that because, you know, like anybody that you're involved with, it's like they're cool. And, you know, like once you bring them around, they're cool, 100%. Yeah. They're family, whatever. But more so than you might be worried, focused on them or worried about them, but I'm focused and worried about you because you're my brother.
Exactly.
So, and it goes vice versa. So it's like whenever I brought somebody around, it's like, oh, they're cool. They're awesome. But at the same time, you make sure that I'm straight.
Yeah.
And good while I'm checking on them, because it's so easy to get lost in someone else.
Yeah.
And lost in someone else's dream and start to, I mean, I remember it was a time where you called me out like, yo, you never wanted to do this kind of stuff. You always had a dream of building your own and you just stopped.
Yeah.
And it made me sit back and I was like, dang.
Well, and
like, you called me out. I had to reflect on it.
Personally, I call you out because, see, when I look up to you as my big brother, that's like the major thing, you know, your success, you know, has something to do with my success because I look up to you. So Your level of success, when you peak, when you get there, I want to, like, how am I going to get there?
It makes you want to get,
you know,
there too.
It's competition. It's competition, but it's competing. Like, yeah, I want to be better than you. You know what I mean? But That's not me saying, like, I don't want you to stop being great. That's like, dang, like, I want you to be better and I want to try and get better than that. So it's like we constantly propel.
You push me to my max so you can try to catch up.
Exactly. I mean, it goes back to like video games and stuff like that. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like I remember borrowing Street Fighter from you just so I could beat you. Man, just so I could beat you, I borrowed that game and I played it legitimately day and night and I practiced.
You got so much better at it too.
I did. I was practicing all day. Like I wasn't doing anything else. All I was doing was playing Street Fighter. It was Akuma. And the what you call it? What is that?
The Death Strike.
Man, I was practicing that Death Strike. When I got it, I was like, oh. It's
you couldn't wait to like, hit me with it.
It was like that part in the movie, you know, where it's, oh, yeah, it's time. Like, you know, but that's what it was. And then when I did it, man, it was epic. But
I wasn't ready for it.
And exactly.
And you think about it, it's like I wasn't ready for that level of growth because that's something that I've just done and that's something that I've practiced for a long time.
Exactly.
And then you came and I'm like, all right, like, I'm going to have to step it up. And
it's
then
like, right, so
you pushed me to be better. Like I had to change my strategy up because, like, dude, you straight up copy every move that I did,
and that's what I'm saying. It's like, and literally, like how we play video games. Yeah. That's how I am. You know, everything that you do, your success, I admire, and I'm like, man, I gotta figure out how I gotta get like cuz because the thing is, we don't, like, as black men, it's not often that we have, like, you know, a black man or somebody to look up to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's like just being real. It's not often we have like successful black men that are our age.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That are doing things that we want to do, promoting and, you know, entertainment, whatever
that
it
are
is.
Accessible.
Exactly. That are 100%. So it's like, it's for me seeing you do that, it's like, I love it. So when you do something silly, I call you out because it's like, nah.
You call me out,
you know,
hard too.
I know what we talked about when, you know, you was in the Taurus and the Sable and all of, you know what I mean? I know the stuff that we talked about then, and the flip is like, we talked about so many different things, you know what I mean? As far as like success and where we wanted to be, and you're propelling.
Yeah.
You're taking that thing. So I'm like, you know what? Let's go. Because I want to get up there too. I want to run with you. So, I mean, that's the reason behind me, like, catching you. You know?
I definitely, that would bring me great joy. Like, I just love seeing you start to walk. It's things that you've accomplished that I push you. Like, I remember pushing you to finish certain things and do certain things. And when you actually do it, that brings me so much joy just to, like, I don't take responsibility for it, but just to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, just to be a part of it brings me joy because I'm helping you to build your own.
For sure.
And it's like, I just want to be there and I want to see you.
Aw. build
your own castle, you know what I mean? Because sometimes I get tired of my castle. I want to come sit in yours.
For sure. Exactly. And that's the goal. Just build it, man. Build it. And that way, you know, like I say, it's like Street Fighter. We both competing to be great. And that's 100% dope. You know what I mean? Because it's not a lot of people that you want to compete with, because it's like, hey, you know, after the round is over, they not going to do nothing. They going to, you know, be defeated.
They just take that L and that be it.
Exactly.
But when you gave me that L, I was like, it ain't supposed to be like this.
Right. It's like, this is not going
to
work.
I was like, all right, he's been practicing. I'm going back to the drawing board. I'm getting new strategies. I'm pulling out new characters. So I used to play. This is a video game, by the way, and it's a Street Fighter. Most people have heard of it because it's been around for a long time, and it was really popular. So it's a fighting game, and it's different characters that have different fighting styles. It was two characters that I used to play with, and you learn both of my characters like verbatim the way that I play them. Yep. So it's like I ended up going and like grabbing new characters, and I had instead of knowing like two characters in and out, like I had to. It's like, all right, you know my two characters in and out. I got to go learn eight characters in and out.
Gotta get some extras, some reserves.
Yeah, I didn't think about that as it related to life, but it makes a lot of sense, and I always felt like. You are one of the reasons why I want to be so successful is just because I know that you're watching and I know that if I push that you'll push too.
Yep. That's it.
And that always meant a lot to me, just knowing that like, oh, like if I don't do this, then Naaman might not ever do this. And it's like, I can't have that.
Yeah. I feel you. I'm with it. Cause like I said, I mean, if we can find some way to both propel and that's it. Honestly, your success and your movement that forces me to do more.
Yeah. What is the big thing that you want to do next?
I mean, I've always just wanted to do music at the end of the day. So I want to create and I want to produce it. And that's pretty much it. I mean, maybe a clothing line. You know? Maybe something like that. Maybe I open up my own coffee shop. You know, little real estate. I don't know. It's a lot of things that I actually want to do, but I mean, more or less, just finding some financial stability in doing what I love.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things that you've done well over the last couple of years was trying to make sure that your base is straight, making sure that your foundation is good so that you can start building on top of it and have solid ground.
Yep.
It's like you kind of remind me some of the advantages that I had growing up. Like, you didn't, even though we were in the same, you know, family, like we had different parents.
For sure.
Some of the advantages that I had afforded me different opportunities than you got.
For sure.
And then looking at those opportunities, it makes me grateful. And I try to help you in any way that I can, knowing that I had a hand up as well.
Yeah.
Just because whatever situation you're in, it could be better. It could always be better. It could always be worse.
Always. And I tell everybody that. Like, it could, a lady come in this door, I'm having a terrible day. Trust me. It can get worse.
It could definitely be worse.
It could definitely get worse. It's only 12. Like, it is afternoon.
Yeah. So, just you are really talented. You know what I mean? And
thank you.
One of the things that we've talked about a lot. It's making sure that the things that we are talented in, we just don't let them rest. So that's why I never let you rest with the music, just because, you know, like it was this program. I'm not going to say the name of it, but it was a program that I gave him when we were younger. And it was a music program. And he started out with that program. And I remember when he first started sending me beats and stuff like that, I was like,
trash.
This was not.
I was listening to some of that stuff the other day, man. What was that? That was back in what?
That was like 2000.
Yeah, man. Oh,
that was like 21 years ago.
Bro, like that was so trash. I was listening to that. I was telling people I was making beats.
And you was like, oh, man, I'm about to be dope. And then I was like, keep working at it. But the thing is, you kept working at it.
Yeah.
And the stuff that you make now, I'm like, yo, this is like fire. You make awesome music.
Thank you.
And I still want to push you. I still want you to finish your EP. I know that you're still doing that. I still want to see you finish mastering your craft of DJing.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when the world starts to open back up. It'd be great to see the DJ Blue just on the ones and twos. Oh,
I'm going to be on the ones and twos 100%, man. I ain't going to even lie. And I mean, but that's just a part of it. That's the cake. Honestly, that's the part of this machine that...
We back to cake now.
You know what I mean? Well, see, yeah. Now we're back to cake. When comparing another man and yourself to cake and icing.
Okay. I can see where the confusion can come.
That's
in.
When it gets kind of strange, right?
Got you.
But in this situation...
Starsky and Hutch will do. We got it.
There we go. In this situation, the cake would be the DJ. And, you know, once everything opens back up, I'm gonna make it slap. I got some ideas and some things that I want to switch around. I mean, I want to do a whole lot of collaborations with different artists and things like that too. So I'm just working on it. And I guess that goes back to one of the other things we were talking about. I do want to do a lot with a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I need to choose the type of people that I want to work with. So it's not always easy for me to open up my ideas and open up my heart to someone new, especially when it comes to my craft. So yeah, that's a hard part.
That's something that we kind of talked about before, just because certain people will end up, instead of pushing you, like kind of me and you, we push each other and we want to elevate each other.
Yeah.
And I could be doing bad and I could still want you to be doing well. And, exactly. And it could be vice versa. And it's like, yo, I'm doing horrible right now, but I want to push you to still be better. And being around other people, some people, I remember something that we had talked about. It's like you were pushing for something and you had started to see some success. And then somebody told you, like, don't do that. And then you stopped.
Yeah.
And exactly. It was like really no reason for you to stop, but yeah. You stopped. And just because having the wrong person around you saying the wrong thing changed the path that you were on in that particular moment. And then sometimes it takes a while to regain yourself. But I would say always make sure that you got people around you who have your best interests mm-hmm. at heart. Because sometimes when people can't do something, that's, who said this? I think it was Jay-Z. Jay-Z said that, you know, when he was trying to do what he was doing, the people in his hood was telling him that he couldn't do it. Nobody done that before. You can't do it like that. That's not the way that you can do it. But he's saying, just because you can't do it, don't put your insecurities on me and say that I can't. Just because you didn't do it doesn't mean that I won't.
Yeah.
And I feel like I feel like both of us have done some pruning in our relationships, our personal relationships with people that's around us. And I feel like we move small now. It's like such a small circle.
Yeah.
It's not really that many people who are around us in that capacity now. And the people around us are A1. And it's the people who, when you tell them that you've done something great, even if they're doing something bad, they're still there right. cheering you on.
Like Dave. I say Dave is one of those. And Dave will always be my day one. Dave is the type of friend. And I always make fun of him because, I mean, that's what I do to everyone. But I always make fun of Dave. But one thing I absolutely love about this guy, and I'm gonna say this is a funny thing, I took Dave a stack of fake $100 bills. And his level of belief in me, like, I was like, man, I just hit da da da. He was like, oh really? Right. So I was cracking up the whole time. I think I filmed it. I can't remember it. But I was cracking up the whole time. But it was just like, I had told him, I was like, well, you know, you gotta dance like a teapot and I'll give you another $100. Right. I was just doing, I was crazy. So the funny thing about it is, like you were talking about the people in our circle.
Yeah.
Is his belief in me was like, he believed me.
He believed
me. He knows me. Yeah. Like, he knows me. He knows I'm a goofy person. Yes, he knows it was unrealistic. And the money did say, like, movie props. But, I mean, that's the thing. That's our circle, though.
I just listened to an interview with Toby Enigwe.
I don't know who that is.
Try Jesus. Dope. He got that song.
The singing
Try
dude?
Jesus.
Okay.
Yeah. He was saying that the people that he keep in his circle is family. Mm-hmm. And he's saying the thing about family is that you can be honest with them and correct them without them being mad at you and not want to talk to you.
Yeah.
So it's like, the thing is that you could tell me, you could tell Dave, you could tell other people in our circle something, like, I could tell you, like, ooh, this beat is not quite there. And you'd be like, I feel you, because I know that's not coming from a place of hate and we family.
Right.
No, you're looking out for the best in me. And just keeping people like that has meant so much to me, especially in this year is flying by, but this year is just, it's important, just because it's so easy to get down. And if you got people that's down, they just going to drag you with them. And I feel like even when we've been down, we've done our best to keep each other uplifted.
Yeah.
And that's just been so important. And I feel like that's one of the ways that, even when we don't agree with what the other person is doing or a move that the other person is making, it's like, hey,
that's for sure.
It's like, hey, I love you. It's like, I don't necessarily agree with this, but, you know, I got your back 100%. Like, if you need something, I'm with you, even though I don't agree with it.
Self-centered.
Nerdy, self-centered.
I don't know. I need some other SAT words, but.
But yeah, so I don't even know if a lot of people, that the instrumental that we play at the beginning and the end of every all 52 episodes, that came from you. You actually created that.
I did.
I sure did. And for me, like, what I'm doing is I am in a process. I've actually started making a multimedia network, and the next podcast that I'm working on, which might actually be out by the time that you hear this, but the next podcast that I'm working on, actually the intro and outro music and the other music that's going to be in it is going to be coming from the DJ Blue.
Okay.
So, you know, he's already given me some tracks. Like, he sends me tracks all the time. And I just kind of, I don't know if you noticed, I have a Dropbox folder with all of the beats that you send me. And I just drop them in. And it's like, oh, I might need this for one day. And I was like, yo, I'm about to use it. You're like, cool. So,
it's all, like I say, I'm Picasso, man.
So, the DJ Blue is the one that made the intro and outro music. So, you can see how talented he is, because that kind of get, that intro outro music gets stuck in your head.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's what I do. I get stuck in your head. That's my goal.
I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It is. It's not a good thing to be cake or icing. You said that, and you're cool with that.
I did.
I don't really see the difference. I don't see how that's different here, man.
That's hilarious. So one of the things that I really like that we've done, some of my favorite episodes of when it's been me, you, Cantonette, and Kendra. Mm-hmm. Those have been, I think we did that 3 or 4 times. That's been a lot of fun. So we might end up doing probably not an every week show, but we might end up doing like a little mini series with them. Mm-hmm. Just look for other stuff that's going to possibly be potentially coming. I mean, we're not stopping. We're just doing different things. We're just not going to have the energy to do this one.
Yeah.
Every week like we have been, because I don't know if you understand. If y'all haven't ever done anything like this, y'all might think it's just talking. It takes a lot of work.
It does.
It takes a lot of work to get together.
Because it takes a block. Like me personally, all I do is show up. But we have to plan schedules. We gotta think about when one of the, you know, we're not balling yet.
No.
You know, well, I'm not balling yet. Mr. Moneybags over here. We don't all have the luxury to just stay at home and pick our butts.
You know what? It's just like, just thinking about just producing an episode, it's so much planning that goes into it, and then doing the schedule, then doing the pre-production, the post-production, and then getting it out, and then doing the promotion and everything for it. It's just a monumental task. So we're kind of just switching gears on the things that we're doing. And the good thing about it is that Naaman's still my brother at the end of the day, and we still could just pop on at any time and just drop an episode if we just want to record a conversation that we're having, because we still going to be having these conversations.
Yeah, 100%.
And I feel like it's not too much in relationships that we have not touched.
That's what I'm saying. I'm done with relationships. I want to talk about something else.
And what you want to talk about,
guys? I don't know. Other stuff. Not relationships.
Not relationship. Everything.
You know.
I mean, so everything is a relationship if you think about it.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we've touched on bases of every different aspect of relationships. But we haven't touched on, you know, big booty women. We haven't touched on, well, I've touched
you
on
should probably
big,
keep your hands
I've
to
touched
yourself.
On a couple of big booty women. Big booty women, keep me up. No, I mean, We've touched on just a lot of, you know, relationship stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, this. And hey, I'm interested in talking about something else, anything else.
I think if we end up coming back with some relationship stuff, it'd have to be some super uncut stuff. Like, how do you feel about polyamorous relationships?
Right. Let's talk about polygamy. Let's go ahead and talk about the Amish.
Are you cool with sister wives? Like,
right. Like, man, we just have a whole TLC special. Man, I've been watching Breaking Amish and Return to Amish.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about that.
Yo, I've got like a whole nother respect for people who break Amish. Like, they
because it takes a lot, right?
Past like a fourth or fifth grade level, but I respect them like 100% because they try and do stuff that, you know, like they for instance, they'll be like 26 and 27. This one chick, she broke Amish. She became like a model fashion designer.
What?
Right? Like what? Like you're
gonna make me watch this show?
It's really good. Like, I kid you not.
I mean, if you're not familiar with Amish, doesn't it go that at a certain age you take like, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's not called a.
Is what you're thinking?
What's it called?
Rumspringa.
Rumspringa.
Yeah. So they can leave and, you know, be wild. It's not even leave. They can have parties and.
But you go and you do your own thing, and then you have to decide whether or not you want to go back to that life. Right?
So no, that's not Rumspringa. Rumspringa is just basically going out and partying, and they get an opportunity to do what they want.
Okay.
They're not leaving Amish, but leaving the Amish, you know, they can go and they can, you know, wear their Amish clothes, but if they do anything and break the rules, they can be shunned or banished. Man, it's a great show.
Man,
it's a great show.
But yeah, so with me, I'm just going to continue working on all the things that I'm working on. I'm going to be on other people's shows as well, but I am building out a show right now. And like I said, hopefully by the time that this comes together, And by the time you listen to it, the show will be out. And if it is out by that time, I will put something at the end of the show so you can get like a little sample of it. But, you know, I'm planning on doing more stuff, but it's just getting it down and having time to do it, because you only have so much time in the day. And this takes a lot of time.
Yeah, it does. It does.
But it's definitely been worth it from a learning experience. And, like, again, I know we always say this all the time. Anytime it comes to relationships, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a parent and a child, whether it's siblings, whether it's a romantic relationship, all relationships really center around communication.
Yeah.
How you communicate yourself, understanding one another. That's why the love languages are so valuable, because you could be trying to communicate to somebody in a language that they don't understand, and they're not getting what you're trying to give them.
Yeah.
So communication is always important. And so I will leave like with saying, like, communication is so, so very important. Whatever the situation might be. And also, the other thing that I want to say is that I'm really appreciative. We are really appreciative of everyone who's listened, and especially everyone who's been involved, but really everyone who's listened and given us feedback and interacted with us on social media, because we're thousands of listens at this point.
Yeah.
And you know who, you don't necessarily know what you're going to get when you put something out. And we put a lot of ourselves into these episodes. And the fact that people listen and people respond and people love and like the episodes that we put out is very meaningful to us. So we just want to say thank you for being there to support us and being there with us every step of the way. Thank you for everybody who's been a small or a big part of everything that we've done. We're so appreciative of it. Thanks to our circle and everybody who's been on the show and been a part of the show. It really means a lot to us.
Yeah, it does. 110%.
Well, as always, thank you for listening. All of our episodes are still going to be available. So if this is for some reason, your first episode that you're hearing, we have 51 other episodes that you can listen to. And you can always catch up with us on our personal accounts. I'm at Dodism, and that's Dodisism. And Naaman is at
I am the DJ Blue.
And well, until next time, boys and girls.